This is your Paragon News Update for October 22nd, 2021. It's brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha. A Clinton man is wanted after being charged with abuse by a caretaker, a felony, after allegedly neglecting his adult son. As a result, the son passed away in a Montana hospital in September. According to a probable cause affidavit, 55-year-old Richard Anson Byrd was charged with the crime on October 13th after Clinton police received an investigative report from Adult Protective Services regarding the case. The affidavit stated that a Clinton detective was contacted by the caseworker stating that the man died in the hospital as a result of neglect and abuse. The court documents said that the man was diagnosed with heart arrhythmia, high levels of potassium, kidney failure, and bed sores. It also reported that the man was on life support before he passed away. The report stated that between July 3rd and September 7th, the man was taken to several hospitals, including Great Plains Regional Medical Center in Elk City, for various injuries and illnesses, and was considered a vulnerable adult due to his inability to walk because of a hip injury. The report stated that he was blind in one eye, had cataracts in the other, and required regular dialysis treatments. It also stated that he was confined to his bed and was unable to take care of himself. The affidavit stated that the man was taken to Alliance Health Clinton on August 9th with acute renal failure and multiple wounds in various stages. While there, the suspect would state he had not given his son his insulin in a week. He would proceed to leave the man at the hospital for 5 days with no contact while he went to Montana. When Byrd returned, he discharged his son out of the hospital against medical advisement. The report went on to say that the son would return to the hospital, but due to how severe his conditions were, he was transferred to Great Plains Regional Medical Center Intensive Care Unit. There, medical professionals discovered methamphetamines in the son's blood and burn marks on his chest and upper arms. The affidavit stated that once again, the son was taken from the hospital against doctor's advice, despite the fact that the son needed dialysis the next morning. It was later discovered that the son was admitted into a Montana hospital on September 7th, where he would succumb to his injuries and illnesses. Along with the felony charge, an outstanding warrant for the arrest of Byrd was also issued. Once arrested, and if convicted, Byrd could face up to 10 years in prison, along with a fine not exceeding $10,000. As of press time, Byrd has not been arrested. During the latest Elk City Commissioners meeting, the commission approved two bids for property to buyers that intend to restore the buildings. In fact, both properties were awarded to one party, Christopher and Aubrey Clark and Mary Hawthorne. The first approved bid was for the purchase of the building located at 102 North Main, otherwise known as the Snips Building. City Manager Tom Iveser says the city received three bids for the property. However, the commission awarded the property to the lowest bid.
We had two requirements in the bids, a purchase price and a plan of development. The highest price was $40,000, and there was no plan of development received with that price. The second highest price was $37,500, and the plan of development was delineated right below the bid amount. The lowest bid amount was $35,000. That contained a quite extensive plan of development, a proposal. This is an instance where the highest bid didn't meet the full requirements, and then the middle bid had some plan of development, but the lowest bid, which would be the $35,000 amount, had the more thorough plan of development.
The second awarded bid from the party was for the depot buildings on South Main for $25,000. It was indicated during the meeting that the plans for the buildings would be food service related and that remodeling on the depot building could begin first and take anywhere between 12 to 18 months to complete. The owners also indicated that they plan to remodel the Snips building as well, which would take anywhere between 18 to 24 months to complete. In state news, the OSBI says they've made an arrest in connection to the death of an Oklahoma man. Oklahoma News Network's Brian Gann has that.
The Oklahoma Bureau of Investigation says a mother and son have been arrested in Wyoming in connection to the death of an Oklahoma man. OSBI says 47-year-old Debbie Simpf and 26-year-old Zachary Musset are in custody in Wyoming awaiting extradition to Oklahoma to face charges related to the murder of 56-year-old Andy McGuffey. McGuffey was found dead in Blanchard after failing to show up at work last week. Police say the woman charged in the case is McGuffey's half-sister, and the man arrested is her son. I'm Brian Gann.
Looking at oil and gas prices for this afternoon, WTI is at $82.92. That's up $1.56. Brent crude at $85.93. That's up $1.33. Natural gas at $5.50. That's up 15 cents. Recapping our top story, a Clinton man charged after being accused of neglecting his adult son. Once again, your Paragon News update for October 22nd, 2021 was brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atheb.
You know, 30 minutes with Mickey Lively could save your business a lot of money.
In regards to making the change from a traditional commercial policy to a business owner's policy, as a business owner, and if someone's in thinking in their head, how do I know if this fits me? Just give us a call. You're talking about a 20-30 minute appointment. If we had your deck sheets, we could look at that. People that own businesses, I know they're busy during the day. They can't close their business to meet with me. I get that. I will meet with anybody, anytime. You know, a 30-minute meeting is more than enough time for us to get the information that we need to take that back, plug it into our system, and get something in your hands pretty quick. I'm Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County, and my job is to protect your business. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.